Speaking of Christmas, ringing the bell for the Salvation Army. Online, you can go to WGNradio.com and click on my virtual kettle there and make a donation. And the next Wednesday, our big Salvation Army party as we try and push the ball over the goal line and get to, what is our goal this year? Is it $100,000 or once? How much is it?
175.
Nah, it's not 175. We're not going to get to 175. I've been told it's 175,000. Lydia Riley is involved with the Salvation Army and has been for a long time. She's in our studio. Hi, Lydia.
Hi, how you doing?
You think we're going to get to $175,000?
Yes, we will.
You have a positive attitude, I can tell. What's your connection with the Salvation Army?
My connection with the Salvation Army, I am a soldier down at the Salvation Army Midwest Corps.
You work for the Army?
No, I'm a soldier means I attend the Salvation Army.
Oh, I see.
I've been at the Salvation Army for over 60 years.
So that's your church?
That is my church. Yes, it is.
Yeah, yeah. And you have a couple of sons, right?
Yes, I've got two sons.
What are their names?
Cameron and Raymon.
And what's the Salvation Army meant to you or your sons? What's the Salvation Army meant to your family?
Well, for me, as a kid, I went to the Salvation Army Camp Wonderland.
Oh, the music camps.
This is a camp for Girl Scout, Girl Guards, and Sunbeams. I was fortunate enough to go to both as a kid. And that became my favorite place in the world. So, of course, when I had kids, I wanted my children to venture out and experience the Salvation Army camp. But Cameron, being the oldest, he had Down syndrome. He has Down syndrome. And I think he might have been the first kid with Down syndrome to go to the Salvation Army music camp. His brother Raymon also went. And it was just an interesting experience for me to have my sons take advantage of something I grew up and loved.
Did they learn an instrument then at camp?
Yes. Well, Cameron has his voice. He loves to sing. So Cameron loves to sing. He did try the trumpet, and that was an interesting experiment. Raymond played baritone. So they had a great adventure for them.
You went with your son to the music camp?
I did. I accompanied Cameron to music camp for about four or five years that he went.
Now, is that unusual? Do parents normally go with the kids to camp?
No, they do not. But I was involved with Cameron because he had a disability. I wanted to assist him and help him be successful. And the Army was gracious enough to where they allowed me to go. In addition, I was a leader, and I was helping out with the other kids at camp. But my first and foremost obligation was to make sure that my son had an interesting time at camp, and he did.
How did he interact with the other campers?
You know, it was really interesting. At one point in time, the kids were kind of afraid of him until they went to the pool. And Cameron knows how to swim. They call him Aquaman. And these two little girls were walking in front of him, and they said, "Oh, I'm scared of him." So I didn't say anything. I'm always walking in the background. After they saw the way Cameron interacted with the other kids that were in the pool, when they came out that pool, the same little girl who said she was afraid of him said, "Cameron." Cameron says, "What?" He said, "Can I have a hug?" I'm going to tell you, the tears start flowing. If you stay out of things, God will work it out where kids will be kids. And they accepted Cameron, and everybody liked Cameron.
Why were they afraid of him at first?
Because, I guess, of the way he looked. He looked a little different, you know. And other than that, I really had no idea. He just looked different.
I think, too, with Downs, it's hard to know how to interact with them. You know what I mean? The kids maybe, I think adults will probably be challenged that way too. But I think kids are able to get over or through these things sometimes better than us older folks.
You know, I would agree with that because there were three kids, this one guy named Peter, this one guy named Joseph, and this one guy they called Grandpa. They really looked after my son. They made him feel, you know, they would tell me things that were going on, and they embraced him. And those three kids taking up the mantle to make sure Cameron was okay, eventually all of the other kids at the camp, they came to love Cameron as well.
How many years did your son go to camp?
I would say Cameron went to that music camp for about 5 years.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Yes, it was very nice. The last year, he got Camper of the Year Award, and I'm going to tell you, it was so emotional for me because I never thought my son would be able to achieve such a goal.
And what happened?
They gave him a plaque. He came up. When they called his name, the whole chapel was, "Cameron, Cameron." You know, he went up and he got his award, you know, and it was just a proud moment of something I never thought I'd see.
And what a nice memory for him.
Yeah, without a doubt.
And do you think that he got as much out of camp as the other kids got out of camp?
I'm sure he did. Cameron loves to sing, so he was in his elements with the choir, you know. But just the fact that the Army gave us that opportunity, you know, to allow me, to allow him to experience something other kids may not have had an opportunity to experience, and then do something that he loves to do, which was sing. You know, the staff there was incredible. You know, they embraced him. They helped him along the way. And it was just a really good feeling for me as a mom, you know, with a kid with a disability, to be able to see other people see the goodness and the kindness in him, you know, up at a camp setting, which exposed a lot of kids and human beings to a person with a disability that may not ever been exposed to somebody with Down syndrome.
Well, not to put too fine a point on it, but maybe that was Cameron's and your gift to the kids, is that they got something out of learning how to interact with him. I'm sure that they felt better about camp because Cameron was there.
You know what? You're probably right. But for me, just for them to experience my favorite place in the world, it made me feel really good to be able to introduce them to camping.
Mm. So this camp is one of the camps that the Salvation Army provides. Is there a cost to the campers? Was there a cost to your family?
There is a slight cost based on what you're able to pay.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever the cost is more than worth it, because for a whole week, they learn, they get theory classes in music, they learn to play their instruments better, and then the culmination of everything is they put on a performance. So parents can come up to the camp and enjoy and see just how much progress those kids make in a week's time, you know, up at camp. So it's just something that, you know, please give to the Salvation Army's Red Kettles, because we need these kids to experience something like that, to get them away from the city and just let them be kids for a change.
And I likened music, we were talking about this earlier, to athletics or any other activity where there's team building. You know, you don't have to be a good basketball player to experience unity and team and cohesion and fellowship. And music or camp can provide that too.
Without a doubt.
Yeah. So I'm glad you're here. In fact, last week we talked about the music programs that the Salvation Army has. The number one teacher of music in the world is the Salvation Army. So I'm glad now we're hearing from somebody who was a beneficiary of that camp, you personally, and then your sons as
well.
That
is correct. That is correct.
So yeah, please give to the Salvation Army and know that your funds are doing things like this. And we've got a big day here on the radio on Wednesday. We're going to see if we can't get an ambitious number for the Salvation Army, and know that those dollars get spent on things like this. Lydia, it's so nice to meet you. Lydia Riley is a soldier in the Salvation Army. Her whole family is. It's nice to meet you. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
What a story.